Good afternoon and happy Valentine's Day. Any light lingering snow showers should be gone by now, and that's going to leave us with more cloudy skies for this afternoon. What we can expect to see as well is that the highs should be a bit milder than they have been in recent days, but they are still going to be just below average for this time of year, with highs in the low 20s to low 30s, thanks to that cloud cover that we are going to see throughout the course of the day today. We are going to start the night off with mainly tranquil weather expected, and it will linger into the start of the day tomorrow with a weak ridge of high pressure moving into place. And what the main challenge will be for overnight tonight will just be how low the overnight lows will get due to that cloud cover sticking around once again. Right now, overnight lows look to be into the single digits in the southern Adirondacks to the low 20s in the mid-Hudson Valley. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, there are no shortage of winter weather hazards across the lower 48 states over the next couple days. A Arctic high pressure system supplying sub-freezing temperatures is working in tandem with an active storm track to generate a large swath of accumulating snowfall and treacherous ice accumulations. Icy conditions look to linger around the mid-Atlantic Sunday morning, but should improve throughout the day. While conditions improve in the mid-Atlantic, conditions will deteriorate through the day in the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley as an upper-level trough in the southwest spawns a major winter storm over the central south U.S. The footprint from this winter storm is so large that parts of South Texas are under winter storm watches for the first time in a decade. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 89 at Sebring, Florida, to a low at negative 40 at Crane Lake in Minnesota. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, cloudy with a high near 37. In Boston, cloudy with a high near 32. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a high near 24. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for the day today. The normal high is 34, while the normal low is 17. The record high of 63 was set back in 1946, while the record low of negative 13 was set back in 2016. Today's sunrise was at 6:53 a.m. The sun is set to set at 5:26 p.m. It's a total of 10 hours and 33 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 2 minutes and 40 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at mostly cloudy skies for this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 20s and potentially into the low 30s. For the night tonight, we will stay mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to low teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon as highs reach into the low 30s, and for the night tonight, we are going to continue to see cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to low 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 20s and low 30s. For the night tonight, we will stay mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly cloudy for this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 20s and low 30s. For the night tonight, we will stay mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies for this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 20s and low 30s. For the night tonight, we will stay mostly cloudy as overnight lows drop down towards the mid to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, we have a winter storm watch going into effect for a large part of the region with the exception of the Hudson Valley, as a large low-pressure system looks to push its way into the region, and this is going to bring a little bit of a lighter snowfall amount during the day Monday, but will increase overnight and into Tuesday, where some spots could see 6 inches of snow or more. To the south, we could see a mix of rain, sleet, freezing rain, and snow. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.